Foreign Minister Don Pramudwinai yesterday opposed the idea of having foreign organisations observe the next election, maintaining that the country is quite capable of holding a free and fair national vote. Don said foreign observers typically visit countries with problematic elections. He said allowing foreign observers means we have problems in their eyes or in our view, means we can't take care of ourselves, and that's inauspicious. He added that the best observers of the next election could be eligible Thai voters and their compatriots. For the sake of credibility, politicians and critics have sought foreign monitors to be observing during the general election, tentatively scheduled for February the 24th. The Election Commission has reportedly taken requests from foreign organisations to observe the national vote. A female European tourist was found crying and distressed as she was running out from a soi near Naihan Beach early yesterday. The woman was asking for help from shop owners and passers-by. She claimed that a Thai man had tried to have sex with her. Police are now awaiting the results of a medical examination as they continue their investigation. Police were trying to ascertain the precise location of the incident, but say the tourist was stressed and disoriented when they spoke to her. She was initially taken to the Chulong police station and then later transferred to Washira Phuket Hospital in Phuket Town for further examination. Police have tracked down CCTV footage and found that the tourist was drinking before at a bar in Katta Beach with a Thai man. She allegedly asked the Thai man to take her back to a hotel in Katta, but the man took her to the scene of the alleged crime. The two were travelling on a motorbike from Katta to Naihan, according to the report from police. Police say they know the identity of the Thai man who may be involved in the incident and are trying to locate him for questioning. And Bangsapan Hospital in Prachuap Kiri Khan has transferred 10 patients in critical condition to a provincial hospital yesterday amid heavy flooding triggered by more than 200 millimetres of rain. At least five schools remained closed all yesterday. Some 3,000 residents of the area have already been affected. There are major changes on the way regarding the use of electronic cigarettes, that's e-cigarettes, and vaping in Thailand. The excise department says they'll begin taxing the devices and vaping liquids, leading the way to their legal use in the kingdom. Many people have criticised Thai authorities for being behind the times in regards to their laws prohibiting vaping and vaping products. E-cigarettes are legal and taxed in many parts of the world, but in Thailand, tourists wondered if they could face jail time for vaping. The Food and Drug Administration will now be involved in categorising and assessing vaping equipment and liquids so they can be taxed appropriately. And the drop in Chinese visitors to Thailand and higher fuel prices has resulted in a loss for Thai Air Asia in the third quarter, but it hopes for a better financial performance in the next 3 months. The operator of the budget carrier has reported a net loss of 358 million baht for the 3 months to September the 30th, compared with a profit of 260 million for the same period last year. Chinese visitors are shunning Thailand, once their favourite destination, since the sinking of the boat Phoenix that killed 47 people off Phuket in July. The government's trying to revive the confidence of the Chinese and other visitors by waiving visa on arrival fees for Chinese and nationals of 20 other countries for 2 months starting from December the 1st. And 53 Lao females, including 3 girls under 18, were rounded up in a raid on a karaoke bar in Narathiwat's main city area following a tip-off of alleged underage prostitution and human trafficking. The DSI Bureau of Human Trafficking and the Narathiwat Immigration Office Superintendent headed a 60-strong team to search the bar early yesterday. Police searched the Fan Mai Karaoke Bar after 3 Lao workers, apparently under 18, agreed to provide sex services to undercover police. The 3 underage girls were regarded as human trafficking victims and would be sent to the Narathiwat Children and Family Home for rehabilitation and legal protection.